We were advised yesterday that the governor's office would be providing transitional relief for folks who are not yet in Affordable Care Act plans. So individuals that had a plan that was in place on October 1st of 2013, where the government provided transitional relief for 2014, and then back in March, we found out that at the federal level, they were going to permit states, if they so chose, to allow additional transitional relief to 2016, that in fact that was going to happen. Now, what it does for South Dakotans is it allows them the opportunity to have choices available to them. They can retain their current policy that they have in effect, that was in effect on October 1st. And retain that policy if they would like up to October 1st of 2016. It also allows them the choice if they would so choose in the best interest of their business or in the best interest of individuals, speaking of individual policies, to choose to go to a plan that is compliant with the Affordable Care Act.
Well, it seems the bottom line is it's almost like a hybrid of if you like your plan, you can keep it at least for a while.
Or you can choose a different plan if you'd like to, too. So, yes, it does provide a lot of choices for South Dakotans now to 2016.
And again, it's important to emphasize, because I don't notice that some of the media are doing this. This is not like a for all time. There's a deadline on this. This is just an extension of, if you will, the status quo, not as if to say you can have your plan if you want to keep it regardless.
Yes, many of your listeners might remember in November that discussion of if you like your plan, you can keep your plan, and then the federal government came out with a bridge solution that essentially allowed folks to keep their plan until 2014 if they so chose to. And this basically is an extension of that offering to say, okay, if you'd like your plan, you can, in fact, keep it now until 2016.
Any idea, and it would be off the top of your head, so you don't have to answer it, any idea what this might save people? I mean, I presume they wouldn't change their plan if they would keep their plan if they were saving money with it. I don't know.
It really depends upon the individual situation or the individual group situation. We found situations where it is more cost advantageous for the group to move into an Affordable Care Act plan. And for many folks, they would rather simply retain the plan that they have so that they don't have to deal with any kind of disruption. They understand their plan. They don't want to have to learn a new plan. So for those folks, it's both easier and in some cases does save them money to stay on their current policy that does not come into compliance with the Affordable Care Act.